Along with conducting the regular monthly business, the Sweet Springs R7 School Board heard a concern from Athletic Director Tim Smith and Head Football Coach Chris Conley during its meeting on Thursday. Unofficial minutes from the meeting say the two explained that across the state there is a decrease in high school football participation, and therefore some schools are transitioning from the traditional 11-man football to the 8-man version of the game. They noted game schedules are done on a 2-year basis. After looking at upcoming class roster, Smith is concerned the Sweet Springs High School participation numbers will be low with the 2021 football season. Options such as adding a third school to the co-op have been discussed, but he foresees scheduling practices to be difficult between three schools. Smith reported that several schools in the I-70 conference are looking into transitioning to an 8-man program. Sweet Springs already has a co-op agreement with the Maltabend R5 school district. No vote was taken, and the subject will be readdressed at the December meeting. In other news, it was announced the filing dates for board positions currently held by Robert Fearing, Troy Schrader, and Brian Vogelsmeyer will be during regular business hours from Tuesday, December 17th to Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. The municipal election is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. Lamont R5 school district officials have notified KMMO that the district is on a 2-hour delayed start schedule today due to a water main break. A Sedalia man charged with murder is due in court today. According to a release from the Sedalia Police Department, officers responded to 11th and Ohio on a report of gunshots being fired and a subject on the ground at 11:38 p.m. on August 31st. Upon arrival, officers located the victim, 25-year-old Adrian Clark of Sedalia, in the street. He had been shot several times and died from his wounds. According to court documents, 27-year-old Elijah Watts has been charged with Class A felonies for second-degree murder and unlawful use of a weapon, a Class D felony for unlawful possession of a firearm, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Bond has been fixed at $500,000 cash or surety. Watts is scheduled to be arraigned at 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. And a Sedalia man who allegedly was the getaway driver after a bank robbery on December 26, 2018, has a hearing scheduled for today. According to a post on the Sedalia Police Department's Facebook page, officers and detectives responded to Central Bank at 400 West Broadway for a reported robbery. The suspect reportedly fled on foot to an awaiting vehicle that was being driven by another subject. The next day, the alleged driver was identified as David Graves, and he was arrested. According to court documents, Graves, who is now 53, has been charged with a Class D felony for stealing of $750 or more. Graves posted $25,000 surety bond on January 9th and entered a plea of not guilty on April 1st. His next hearing is scheduled to be held at 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. KMMO News Time is 7:35. Nancy Wiswall, age 73, of Fayette, died Sunday. Arrangements are pending at Fremont Free's funeral home in Fayette. Funeral service for 79-year-old Dr. Joycelyn Joyce Louise Brown Hewlett of Columbia and formerly of Marshall, who died November 10th, will be held at noon today at Parker Millard Funeral Home in Columbia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Columbia Cemetery. Graveside service for 102-year-old Susan Bradford Crane of Kansas City, who died Thursday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 61-year-old Bill Hedrick of Marshall, who died Saturday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Concord Christian Church near Arrow Rock, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. funeral service for 96-year-old Norma Ruth Bush of Robertsdale, Alabama, and formerly of Marshall, who died November 13th, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at First Baptist Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will be held at 2:30 p.m. Wednesday at Mount Moriah Cemetery in Kansas City. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.